Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, a lot of people travel around the world and blog about it. However, Ross Jennings is the only person who travels and blogs and plays the bagpipes. Ross, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
As I understand it, you were born in Edinburgh, but a lot of your growing up time was in China. Is that right?
So, I had a university in Edinburgh, but I was actually born in England. And I spent most of my life growing up in Asia. In terms of where I feel like I'm from, I just tell people I'm from Edinburgh. However, my mother's Scottish and my father's actually Irish, so I think nationality has been a bit of a choice for me.
Where did you learn to play the bagpipes then?
I learnt in England, of all places. my grandparents at the time lived very close to a school in England, and my parents, whilst living in China, decided to send me back to England because international education back then wasn't so good. I mean, now it's fantastic, but when I was little, they had to get me out of there. So they sent me to school in England, and the school wanted to start a pipe band, but I was kind of the only one that wanted to pick them up.
Is it difficult to learn to play the bagpipes?
To begin with, it is a wee bit. It's, you start on a chanter, which is like a, you know, if you've seen pictures of snake chanters, snake charmers, sorry, in India, it's a similar type of instrument, but without the kind of top bit, the gourd. So it's this little kind of squeaky instrument. So you practice on that for a while and then eventually get onto the pipes. And there's a lot of multitasking. So you've got squeeze, blow, and then, combine it with your finger technique. So it takes a wee bit of time to kind of get the hang of it.
So would you now have a large repertoire of tunes you can play in the bagpipes?
Yes, a fairly decent repertoire. I mean, there's this unwritten rule when you're piping that you've got to learn your tunes totally off by heart. So when you're performing, you never have the sheet music in front of you. So you do have to learn this big repertoire of traditional tunes, marching tunes, strathspeys, pibrochs, all these different words for the types of tunes that you're playing. But what I'm trying to do now is actually mix it up a little bit and play more, if I can, pop songs or more well-known tunes, like movie theme tunes, because people tend to get a bit fed up or bored of marches.
Yes.
After a couple of minutes, and they just go, it's a nice noise, but it sounds the same.
Would you tailor your repertoire depending on what country you're in?
A little bit. And something I've just started doing, and I wish I'd done it earlier, is to start learning the national anthem of the country that I'm going to. So I did it the other day in China, and I was piping the Chinese national anthem, which luckily is actually, it sounds okay on the bagpipes, and this old Chinese man came up to me, and he was on cloud nine. He absolutely loved it.
Huh.
And I was flattered that he actually could hear that it was a national anthem, because it was a wee bit squeaky.
Now, and you do it wearing a kilt as well. I assume
that
depending on the weather, sometimes that's a good idea. Sometimes, because kilts are woolen, aren't they? You'd be absolutely roasting.
Oh my gosh, they are a very sweaty endeavor. It's after a couple of months or a couple of weeks of traveling and wearing that, it starts to kind of walk itself a bit gross. particularly if I'm hiking up mountains with it. I mean, it's about 8 foot of wool to wrap around your body, combined with the woolen socks and a shirt and playing the bagpipes. I'm absolutely dripping.
Yeah, and when you arrive in a new country and you say, right, I'm going to play over there, do you have to always get permission? Because countries vary, I assume, in terms of do you need permission to play in public or not?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I won't always apply for like official permission, but what I'll try and do is, just to make sure I'm not offending anybody, because that's the last thing I want to do, I'll ask locals permission, seek a few people's permission in like a public area, just to check if I can play an instrument. And then play. Like in China the other day, I'll be dressed in my kilt, about to pipe. I mean, I never busk, because there's nothing worse than doing that, and I'm not expecting people to give me money. I just like doing it because it's my sharing a bit of my story and the instrument. So I'll ask permission, and I'll pipe. And if authorities then turn around and say, actually, well, no, you can't do that, then I apologize profusely and run away. But I have been in a few funny positions, like, the Vatican City. I mean, I maybe shouldn't have piped there. But I asked a few Italians around me, and they said, you know what, just go for it. Like, you're not harming anybody. And they will just ask you to move and get out pretty pronto, but just go ahead and do it.
And what happened?
Well, actually, I played for the most... I needed proof that I'd done it. So I was piping in the square, right in front of the, you know, the Egyptian sort of obelisk thing. Mm. And I pressed record on my camera because I wanted some proof that I'd done it. I played for the most beautiful, about 15 seconds before these Italian policemen started sprinting towards me, screaming at me in Italian. And if you've ever had anyone scream at you in Italian, it is absolutely terrifying. Lots of hand gestures, and one guy speaks English, and he grabs me and he just chucks me out of the Vatican City in a very dramatic way, and which is only about 2 meters away. Mm. So I'm one side of a fence, he's the other, and he just goes, well, before you go, can I have a photo? So I got this brilliant photo of me and this Italian policeman either side of the Vatican. He said, you know what, don't worry, just you explain what you're doing, it's quite fun, but obviously they'll do that again.
Now, quite unexpectedly, you got a very warm response in many Middle Eastern countries. They didn't react in the kind of, what the hell is that you're playing, sort of way. They recognised it.
Well, yeah, and it's an interesting point for me, which I wasn't aware of. And I think most, maybe Scots or pipers aren't aware of too, that basically the pipes don't originate from Europe, let alone Scotland, dare I say it. They've been around for about 2,000-3,000 years, and they originated from the Middle East. So they've got their own, not only do they have their own version of the bagpipes, with all these different weird, wonderful names like Djerba, Gerba, Mezbed, but many of the countries in the Middle East, Jordan, Oman, and the UAE, they have their own royal pipe bands. They play exactly the same type of pipes that I do, the GHB, and we can play the same tunes, which is just amazing. So they love the sound of it, and they're really open and aware of what it is and where I come from.
And didn't a fella come up and retune your instrument for you?
Yeah.
Guitar, of all places.
He did, exactly. So in Qatar, I was on the southernmost border, which is at this place called the Inland Sea. And it marks the border between the Saudi Arabia, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. Piping as the sunset. And I was really lazy. I didn't tune my pipes properly, but I just wanted to play a little bit. And then over the dune behind me, this sort of 4x4 launches. And this massive car parks up, and this Qatari man dressed, obviously, in his dishwasher thobe, like, piles out the car and marches up towards me. And I'm thinking, gosh, I'm about to get an absolute, told off, basically, for piping here. But he stops, and he goes, stop. And I stop, and he goes, okay, yalla, again. And I piped up again, he goes, stop. And he goes, your drones, they're out of tune. But obviously not in an English Scottish accent. Yeah. And he goes, yalla again, pipes. And then he proceeds to stand behind me and then tune my drones as I'm piping. And he finishes off with I am the head of the royal Qatari pipe band.
That's extraordinary. How many countries have you visited so far, Ross?
So far, I say it's 60, but that includes sort of semi-autonomous regions and supposedly places that don't exist. But in saying that, it's not supposed to be a political thing, so I say it's 60. I know there's officially a certain number of UN countries, and then depending on your classification, it's more and more and more. So I'd quite like to go to all of them, I suppose.
Yeah, so you have a lot of countries to go yet, then.
Yeah, I'm not even halfway.
Yeah, and when you arrive in a new country and you're going through customs, are the bagpipes hand luggage? Are they in a case someplace? And do you sometimes have to explain what the hell, you know, that you don't have an octopus in your bag?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always hand carry it, first of all. And surprisingly, they kind of pull out and fold up in quite a neat package. But as you say, you go through customs or you go through security, and someone always strikes up a conversation about it, not in a negative way. Sometimes it's sort of, what the hell is that? Mm. Is it a shisha pipe? Is it a weapon? What is it? I'm going to have to pull up videos and et cetera. So I usually give myself an extra 30 minutes. But if they are familiar with it, so flying out of the UK or places that are aware of what they are, they usually strike up conversation and tell me how they love the bagpipes and it's played at, like, reminds them of their grandmother or grandfather. So it's always quite an interesting interaction.
Yeah. Now, have you been anywhere kind of somewhat dangerous yet? I mean, obviously there are countries in the world where it wouldn't be people's first choice to visit.
I mean, I'm yet to go to the United States. I mean, so that's that's pretty dangerous, I suppose, in terms of where you're going.
Well, I mean, thinking more Syria or places.
Yeah, yeah, Syria and Yemen. I'm going to stay away from there for now, just because I don't need to go at the moment. There's plenty of other places to go to first.
Yeah, okay.
I've done a couple of silly things. I mean, when I first started, I piped on the border of Rwanda and the DRC at the top of this volcano, a volcano. It was a extinct volcano.
Yes.
And without really being aware of the fact that those two countries are still sort of officially at war, and that was a bit silly.
Right, that must have been exciting. Have you been to North Korea yet? That'd be fun too.
And I mean, not yet. I'd love to go, and I've been trying to work or communicate with a tour company that arranges tours there, because they got in contact about a year ago and said that they're quite keen to potentially organise the first Kaylee ever in North Korea.
Right.
And however, they did, following on from that, find out that you're not allowed to promote or play Western tunes at all. So that would be considered a Western tune. So I would have to learn all North Korean tunes if I wanted to play there.
I'm sure they're cracking tunes, and they'll sound even better on the bagpipes. Ross Jennings is a travel blogger and a bagpiper. Ross, thanks very much.
Thanks a million.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.